This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Trump seems, emphasis on the "we don't really know yet" part, to have softened his stance on border wall funding as a make-or-break part of not shutting down the government come Friday. Mr. Trump tweeted this morning, as he is wont to do, that Mexico would pay for the wall through the new NAFTA agreement, now known as the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement. It's an idea he's mentioned more than a couple of times, but so far the White House has not provided any details on that. So Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson made some calls today to try to figure out how likely it is that the USMCA would somehow provide funding for a wall.
So it seems extremely unlikely that USMCA will provide funding for a border wall. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace. Okay, let's actually dig into this idea that the updated NAFTA could help pay for a border wall. At a White House press briefing yesterday, Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the updated deal would generate revenue and savings that would pay for the wall four times over. Jennifer Hillman teaches international trade at Georgetown Law Center.
I think the chances that it would generate additional revenue are very slim to none.
Hillman says the original NAFTA pretty much wiped out tariffs between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. So the only way she can imagine additional revenue from USMCA is if its updated auto provisions actually wind up making more imported cars subject to tariffs. But even so, she says those tariffs would be paid by American importers.
So there is no way under the USMCA that would provide for Mexico to be adding revenues into the United States.
In general, the updated USMCA just isn't that substantially different from the old NAFTA, says Kent Smetters, director of the Penn Wharton budget model.
But even if we're being really generous and using heroic assumptions here, the additional revenue would not even cover annual maintenance on the wall.
Theoretically, the agreement could help the U.S. economy grow faster than it otherwise would have, which could boost government tax revenues, says Simon Lester with the Cato Institute. But even then,
the executive branch can't just take additional tax revenue and spend it on a wall. It has to be appropriated by Congress.
Which would leave the White House in a very similar situation to the one it's in today. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.